Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Music is like a language. You can learn to read it, write it, and communicate with it. Re, mi, do, do, sol. In the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, a scientist figures out how to communicate with creatures from outer space using something from this planet, solfège. Solfège is a kind of musical spelling that gives names, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, to the steps of the scale. You also find solfège in The Sound of Music.
Do, a deer, a female deer, re, a drop of golden sun, me, a name I call myself, fa, a long, long way to run.
Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály thought singing was at the heart of all music. So he took solfège and combined it with folk songs to come up with a method to teach people to read and write music. Jill Trinka teaches the Kodály method. She says it starts in kindergarten with very basic things. The first notes you learn are so and me in a song like Rain, Rain, Go Away.
That song starts out with Lulu, which happens to be so and me. There's another little song, Come Back Home, My Little Chicks, which would be so, so, so me, so, so me.
Jill Trinka explains that there are also hand signals for each solfège note.
So if you look at your hand, the palm of your hand, and spread your fingers out a little bit and put your thumb on top, that would be the hand signal or hand sign for so. And then if you made your hand a flat pancake so that your palm is facing the floor, that would be a me. And by using the signs, the teacher and the students can communicate musically.
After you learn so and me and how to signal them with your hand, then you find out where those notes belong on a page of music. Music is written on a staff, which is a set of five lines and the spaces between them.
We find where the so would live on the staff. Let's say it would be in a space, and that me's home on the staff would be the space below so. If so, however, were on a line, then me would be on the line below so.
After learning so and me, one by one new notes are introduced. First, you learn a song that uses the note, then you learn the note's name, then its hand signal, and finally, you see where it lives on the staff. Of course, just knowing notes isn't enough. There's also rhythm, how fast notes move, and how long you hold them. Jill Trinka says learning rhythm starts with keeping a steady beat.
So if you are marching to some music, you are probably keeping a steady beat in your feet. There are lots of songs that have a very steady beat, and sometimes the words, the way the words go, can be one sound on a beat, and sometimes there are two sounds on a beat, and that's where we start.
Left, left. I left my wife and 49 kids, the old gray mare and the peanuts. Dan, do you think I did right? Right? Right from the country.
The Kodály method also has syllable names for different note lengths. Ta is a note that lasts one beat. When there are two notes to the beat, it's TT. The song, Who Killed Cock Robin? Who Killed Cock Robin? Starts out ta, TT, ta, 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 TT, ta, ta. That's the same rhythm as one part of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. Jill Trinka says the Kodály method aims to show the links between folk music and classical music.
Perhaps in kindergarten you might have sung, There was a man and he was mad, so he jumped into a paper bag, which would be so do re mi do. Or in fourth or fifth grade, you might have sung The Whistling Gypsy. Oh, the whistling gypsy came over the hill, so do do re mi re do.
And And you can find those same patterns in classical music.
So, do, do, re, mi, do, mi, fa, so, so, fa, mi.
By the time they're in fourth or fifth grade, just about every kid who has Kodai music in school every day, just like reading or math, can sing on pitch and read music from a page. It's pretty cool. There's more about the Kodai method on our website, classicsforkids.com. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Next month, we move from Hungary to Norway. Please listen again for more Classics for Kids.